What does Remembrance Day mean to you and your fellow Legion members?
People always think that it's about the wars and what happened type thing, but it's not about the wars. It's about the veterans that didn't come back, the people that did not come back. Thousands of men and women that participated in World War I, World War II, Korea, and most recently Afghanistan, they lost their lives. They signed the dotted line to say that we would give the ultimate sacrifice to our country, and that's what it's all about. It's about remembering them. That's the most important thing for us to have.
And how can our community take part in Remembrance Day?
Alliston has its Remembrance Day on the actual day of November 11th. Some other communities in the area have it on the Sunday before. People are welcome to start showing up around 10:30 at the Alliston Cenotaph, which is on the corner of Paris and Albert Street. The roads will be closed off by the OPP, but they can park in that area, general area, and they can come in and stand at the cenotaph. We'll have a marching on of colors and with the baseboard and fire academy. And then we'll have our presentations. We'll do our laying of the wreaths. We will say all the names that are on the cenotaph. That's part of the Remembrance Day ceremony, is to recognize the people from the Alliston area that died in the different many battles that we've had. And then after the event is finished, we'll go back to the branch and have some comradeship with the military people and anybody that's welcome to come by, and they have a bowl of soup and meet some of the different veterans from the area.
Awesome. That sounds great. Now, tell me about this year's Poppy Campaign. What's new and what can our community do to help?
The biggest thing with the Poppy Campaign is people have to realize that all the funds that we generate from Poppy go into a separate fund. It doesn't go to the Legion. It's a separate fund. And then that gets redistributed back to veterans that need it for medical equipment. We have lots of different programs that we donate the funds to, the PTSD dogs, veterans hospitals. Well, whatever is needed out there, the community has supported us generously many, many times over the many years. Thousands and thousands of dollars they've donated to us. That can be done in small amounts at the Poppy boxes. So we have many Poppy boxes. We have like 15, 20 different locations around town. They can drop into the branch if they want to make a bigger donation. We have lots of opportunities this year also with the tap machines. We have 3 or 4 tap machines that some of the locations will have. If you haven't got any change in your pockets, then there you go. You're all set.
Now, a little bit more I wanted to ask you too. If anyone in our community is interested in getting involved with the Legion, how would they go about doing that?
You don't have to be a Legion member to help the Poppy Campaign. You can drop into the branch. There's a separate sign-up boards. Our main person in charge of that, Tim Doherty, is there all the time from the next 2 weeks. He's basically there from 9 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night. So you can come in, talk to him. He'll set you up with a Poppy box, and then you go to different locations that are available around town. Drop by and check us out, and we have lots of different events coming up also.
Awesome. Thank you, Scott.
Okay, so a veteran, people think veterans a lot of times, an older gentleman sitting in a wheelchair, but we have veterans in this town that have been to Afghanistan, have participated in the military in some time of their life. So they could be anywhere from early 20s up to their 90s. Everybody has to think about that in a progressive manner that's into the future, that they can think that veterans are always coming out of the military. As soon as a person comes out of the military, they're a veteran.